Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Celebrity Events Host Chaz Lewis. Thank you so much for tuning in to our radio program, web radio show. Today's topic is going to be mental exhaustion and cause you to become physically drained. A lot of times people have elements that are physical that was caused in a result of something that they experienced mentally or that is caused from mental exhaustion. But before we get into that, I want to go ahead and highlight our special features. Today, our special features today is going to be professional music artist Daria Playboy, actress Katrina Williams, and she's also a community activist and a singer. She stars on stage play on Oprah Winfrey's The Color Purple. She was one of the former leads, and also on Tyler Perry's stage play Diary of a Mad Black Woman and stage play by T.D. Jakes' Women That Aren't Loose. She has a lot of experience in singing and in acting and everything, but on top of all of that, she has a big heart for the youth, and she has an organization that is called the Million Youth Peace March, and I will give you some more information about that. And we also have Tommy Ford. He's an actor. He was well known as his role on Martin as himself, Tommy. He's also a book author and a community activist as well, and he's going to be hosting the Million Youth Peace March that's going to be in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to give you some information about that. Some special announcements that we want to make as well is, for the 215 Million Youth Peace March International, is now seeking singers, dancers, choirs, actors, rappers, and spoken word artists for the Agape Awards Ceremony and the Million Youth Peace March International Main Stage. For more information, please call area code 202-455-8871. That number again is area code 202-455-8871. And again, this event is hosted by actor Tommy Ford and is founded by actress Kentra Williams. You can get more information at their website if you want to learn about the actual organization itself at millionyouthpeacemarch.org. millionyouthpeacemarch.org is all spelled out with the exception of .org. So you can go to the website and you can find out more information about that. Also, donations are highly appreciated and encouraged to help us continue pursuing our dreams and goals. You can go to our website, www.zmagazine.com. That's Z for Zebra, H for Hotel, E for Elephant, magazine.com. And click on our community link, and you can make donations there. Also, I will be going through a series of treatments throughout the year, so continue to battle health conditions. So please keep me and my family through your thoughts and prayers, okay? And please continue supporting Zine, Z Magazine, Z Entertainment Network, Z Magazine, and myself. And I thank you guys so very much. So now, let's get this ball rolling. Some of the things that comes along with mental exhaustion that, of course, is not talked about, especially in public school systems. They don't talk about these things because they want to have an excuse to continue on putting unnecessary stress on students and parents, and for short, taxpayers. They pawn our children, and that's the only reason the state now has this thing where if your child is of a certain age, they can get locked. You, as the parent, can get locked up if your child refuses to go to school. And there's only so much a parent can do to keep their child in school. You know, they get paid like anywhere from $15,000 or more per student. These are the state. This is the state of whatever state you're living in. They receive a certain amount of money from the federal government per student that is in attendance of school. And if they keep a certain quota of students in the class, in the school every single quarter, then they get a certain amount of money. And also certain tax breaks and privileges and things. So that's another reason why they make such a big deal about it. But that's going to be another subject. But moving along to mental exhaustion can cause physical draining. Some of the symptoms, I'm going to give you guys some symptoms that is a result from mental exhaustion. Forgetfulness is one of the main things that people have, is they experience a lot of forgetfulness. They can't seem to remember simple things, as simple as where their keys are when the keys are right in their hand. They forget that the keys are actually in their hand and they're actually holding their keys in their hand. So, you know, things like that is very crucial, and that is a result of mental exhaustion. Another thing that is a result of mental exhaustion is terrible headaches. Just getting really bad headaches all the time out the blue. And, you know, you haven't done anything to initiate or cause the headache. It's just that our brain, our mind can only handle so much pressure. And after so long, the pressure, it gets to us to the point where we have a limit. We're not invincible. We can do a lot of amazing things as human beings, and we are capable of accomplishing some extremely breathtaking, impressive, and speechless things, as we have seen in time past, and even probably people in your family that you know, or people in your community that you know who may have done some very significant things and accomplished some unbelievable things, overcame some extreme battles. So that's proof in itself. Just look at the buildings, the skyline buildings, the houses, these communities, and things like that, automobiles and technologies that goes into the automobiles, that goes into making sure that you have running water in your home and having central air and heating in your home. So there's a lot of things that shows that we as humans are, you know, incredible and just phenomenal beings. However, we are not invincible. And I think sometimes society has this thing where they feel that we as humans are invincible, because they're looking at all of the things that we have accomplished. And even before the technology came, you think about back in the old time where they didn't have bulldozers, they didn't have cranes to lift, you know, big bricks and tree logs and things like that, how they were still able to build these monumental buildings and just do some very extravagant landscaping and building structures and designs and paintings. So, you know, because we are capable of doing that, a lot of times society forgets that we're still a quote-unquote human. So they put a lot on us that is unnecessary. Some of the things that they put on us that are unnecessary is raising the prices for every little thing when it doesn't even cost that much. They try to pretend like it costs that much. Well, the thing about it, yes, we all pay for people's lifestyle in some capacity if we support a business. Whatever their lifestyle is, we're supporting it when we purchase and support their business. Even if we're sponsored through sponsorship, through donations, through purchases of their items, you know, whatever it is that they're selling, whether it's services, merchandise, et cetera, we are contributing to and providing for them and enabling them to live whatever lifestyle it is that they're living. So when we take on the responsibility, or we decide that we want to have a business, and these are the things that we want in this business, we have to count up all of the costs. And anybody who's worked in a factory, you know, you have your assembly line, even in not just factories, but manufacturers for cars, for food and things like that, clothes, they have assembly line. And so you know, things go down the assembly line. Those machines that they use cost so much money, and the maintenance on them are expensive as well. The insurance on it is expensive. So, okay, that's one cost. Then they got to pay for the building. They're leasing the building. They're paying for the leasing of the building. They're paying for, you know, the employment, the employees. They have to pay the employees to work. Then, of course, you got the CEO and you got the big heads that are getting paid, these top dogs in the company and industry is getting paid. And all of this stuff, you know, it costs a lot of money. Therefore, when they're finished producing the final product of whatever it is that they're selling, you're looking at it, and then when they add that value to it in monetary value, you're like, well, my goodness, this is all going to get hit. I mean, stuff is shrinking. Bought a bag of a box. My fiance, actually, he bought me a box of potato chips. And it was, like, really pissed off because when we opened the box, we have never purchased the box of potato chips. You know, the big boxes that they have at Walmart, the 32 count, they never purchased one of those. So when he purchased it and seeing how small the bags were, he was pissed because it's like he paid almost double for the same amount that if he would have gotten the potato chips in the bag, in the variety bag packet. So it's like they got over, you know, by almost $5 and giving pretty much the same amount of chips because the bags are not bigger. The bags are actually smaller. And even though the quantity is more, it still adds up to the same. So they try to use that kind of mind game, reverse psychology on you to make you feel like you're getting more bang for your buck when you actually isn't. And that can cause mental exhaustion because now you have to budget and you have to figure out how you're going to pay your bills. You have, especially if you're a single parent. It's bad enough when you are a parent, you have, if there's two parents in the household and both of them are working and have income coming in, it's already hard. It's a struggle as it is. Now you have just one parent with one income trying to take care of the household. It is very costly, and that can cause a lot of mental exhaustion. It can cause a lot of mental stress and agony. And those, you know, these kind of things, you know, can cause you to have terrible headaches. It can cause you to forget things. And so, again, just to reiterate, society have this thing where they forget that we're still human and we're not invincible. So a lot of times when they add all this stress, unnecessary stress upon us, then it just makes things worse and worse. So some other symptoms of mental exhaustion is loss of interest in things that you normally enjoy doing, a loss of appetite, and obsessing over simple things. Like simple things will start getting on your nerves, like the pillow on the bed may not sit well after you make it up, or and you get irritated by it, or where you would normally may sit your wallet or your cell phone, all of a sudden it becomes annoying to you. It's just like simple things like that, petty things will start annoying you and getting to you. you know, you become short-tempered, become irritable, restless. You can have nervous breakdown, emotional breakdowns, lack of sexual drive, desire to sleep all the time, fatigueness. You know, you get weak, or you know, you're just weak. You feel drained because you are drained. You're just exhausted. You don't even have the strength and motivation to even exercise, and you have to have it mentally, the drive mentally first in order to initiate it in a natural form. You become very emotional, like your feelings become more tender, and if you're already a tender-hearted person, it's going to be way worse. You know, get paranoid at times, thinking things are there that's not there, thinking you're hearing things that is not there and you're not hearing. And you struggle to stay focused, concentration. You know, you have a problem concentrating like you used to. Thoughts of suicide, thoughts of harming others, uncontrollable sleeping where you just find yourself falling asleep and you can't control it. These things are symptoms of mental exhaustion. There are symptoms of other health problems and things as well. However, we're talking about mental exhaustion that can cause you to become physically drained. And this is why it causes you physical drainage, because you're using up so much, you're just using up so much energy mentally and psychologically until it really does drain you out physically. And no matter how much you try to stay up to par and try to keep, you know, focused and try to keep your energy level up, trying to keep yourself motivated and all of that stuff, it seems like it's irrelevant, because it seems like the harder you try to keep yourself motivated and try to hang on and try to hold on to, you know, yourself, your sanity, it seems like the more it slips away. So those are some symptoms from mental exhaustion. Another part of mental exhaustion is physical health issues, emotional breakdowns, which, you know, we discussed, but, you know, I want to get in more details with you about that. Some of the physical issues that mental exhaustion can cause is ulcers. You can get high blood pressure, fatigueness, as we discussed. It is, you know, in mental exhaustion, fatigueness of the mind can also cause you fatigueness in your physical body as well. You can develop tumors from stress. You have too much stress and anxiety on you. You know, you can get tumors, and that's also a mental exhaustion symptom, is anxiety. You know, have a lot of anxiety. You get chest pains. You can have a heart attack. You can have breathing difficulties, chronic pains in your body, stroke. You can suffer aneurysm. All of these things is a result of you becoming mentally exhausted. So sometimes, you know, some things we desire, and to be honest with you, most of the time, if you really think about what you work for and how hard you work, how many hours in time you invest, not just in work, but also in your studies in school and things like that, and in your career endeavors, your relationships, whether it's business, personal, you find yourself battling a lot of things mentally and spiritually and psychologically more than anything. So when you deal with a lot of that, you really find yourself in a place where you're like, what am I working so hard for? Where am I striving so hard for? I'm not saying to give up. You should never give up on your hopes and your dreams. However, you have to learn how to pace yourself. If it's something that you really want to do, if it's something you really want to pursue, you have to learn how to pace yourself and do it in a time that is going to be comfortable for you and for your mind to be able to process all the information, to process all of the stress and anxieties and everything that comes along with it. You have to be able to manage it, not just physically, but also psychologically. And that has a lot to do with, you know, being able to handle it mentally. And those are things that people do not take into consideration when they take on projects, or they, you know, decide they want to work in this particular field or that particular field. You have to make sure that, you know, you're most definitely being aware of what you're doing. Because if you don't, you will absolutely, absolutely, most definitely overexert yourself. And that's why you have a lot of people, when they get older, you know, they start passing out, or they have developed a lot of health issues and things like that. If for whatever reason, they, you know, when they get older, because they overexerted themselves, you know, physically, you know, too soon, when they get older, all of that stuff is going to catch up with them. You know, it all catches up with us. So, you know, we have to really make sure that we don't bite off more than we can chew. And another thing we have to make sure that we don't do is take on more than what we can. See, some people, they be like, oh, I believe in you. I know you can do it. But a lot of times, some people motivate you not because of your best interest, but is for them to gloat and to say, oh, this is my friend. My friend has this. My friend has that. My friend has et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not the case. So, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, be real careful about people who are, quote, unquote, motivating us to make sure that their intentions are sincere and good in the things that they're asking of us or that they're claiming and saying that they see in us the belief we can accomplish and achieve. It's not them trying to somehow live their dream through us, because people do have the tendency to do that at times. And I don't know why people do that, but some people actually do that. One thing, a lot of times parents have the tendency to do that. I'm sorry, I'm typing. A lot of times parents do that with their children, you know. You know, they try to relive their life and correct the mistakes that they made in their life through their children by trying to, you know, force children to do this, their children to do this and do that. And, you know, you can't do that. That's not good. It's not good at all. It's never good to try to force your child to live your dream or to live the life that you wish that you could have lived or should have lived, didn't have the opportunity to live for whatever purpose or reason it was. You know, you shouldn't try to force your child to do that. I'm so sorry, guys. We have a music artist, the real pretty boy, attempting to call in, and for some reason he stated that the number was busy. So I'm messaging him now, and I'm going to call him instead. We're going to call him, and we're going to also feature a couple of his songs. One of the songs that we're going to feature is titled She Got It, and the other one is called Purple, and he has an amazing voice. He's a really amazing singer. I love to listen to him sing. He has one of those soothing voices that just, even if you're having the roughest day, you listen to his voice, you'll be like, okay, I can relax a little bit. And that's the way his voice is, you know, help you relax a lot. But I'm going to see what's going on and why he's having issue calling in, because he definitely should not be having any issue calling in at all. Let me do this. Let me see. Okay. Oh, see what happened. They changed my number. Oh. Calling phone number. Wow. Like, I'm like literally looking and seeing what's going on, and it literally changed the number in front of me, like me looking, physically seeing this. Why did they do that? And I'm actually in the middle of a show, and they're changing the call-in number. That is never good for them to do something like that. That's not good at all, because the number that they gave to us, that's the number we've been using. We've been using it for a while, so I'm not understanding why they all of a sudden did that. And then, oh, boy, I tell you. What can you do? Excuse me. What can you do? But we're going to go ahead. We're going to call him, and we're going to get him on the three-way, and we're going to go ahead and feature his music. So bear with us. The Rare Pretty Boy. I like that, his name. So I'm conferencing this call. I'm going to okay. Hello? We're back in Block Talk. Don't know what's going on. Don't know what's going on there. they're really just bothering me. Let's try this again. I'm so sorry, guys. We're experiencing difficulties, actually. Okay. Let's try this again and see what happens. We're going to wait to see if he's going to be able to call in. But those are some things that can transpire from becoming physically, I mean, becoming mentally exhausted. Physical exhaustion can produce a lot of physical issues because you become physically drained when you become emotionally and psychologically drained. And we have him right here now. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for calling in. Sorry, you had all of this problem. They actually changed the number. Like, I'm on the phone and I'm on the radio, and me just literally seeing the number, I refreshed it and I saw that they had actually changed the number just like that, right in my face. Like, why? Why they do that? I don't put out flyers and everything with this number, so I don't tell them who has been trying to call in, and they can't call in because for some reason they changed the number. That is just, like, really crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm glad you was able to finally get through. It's an honor to have you on the radio show, and I want to leave the floor for you and let you introduce yourself to the listeners and, you know, give us some insight on the Red Playboy.
Love it. It's Lucius. I'm hailing from Southside Jamaica, Queens, by way of St. Anne in Jamaica, and was raised in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'm an independent R&B singer. I have two albums out right now, working on the third. Was awarded 2013 Best R&B Artist.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm
currently working on some new campaigns, was it for autism awareness and breast cancer awareness as well. Was I'm putting out new t-shirts for the cause. And most of the funds are going to charity. I don't keep it for myself. I donate to the charities, you know.
Yeah, I mean, notice that, like, you do a lot of charitable work. You use your gifts and your talents to support, you know, communities that need to be upbuilded and rebuilt, and for youth and for, like you say, breast cancer, different things like that. You always using your gifts and talents for those things, and, you know, me applaud you for that, because for some reason it's really sad that we notice that not too many artists really do that, not even famous artists. They don't really do that unless it's something in for them monetarily. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we're giving the mantle to pass to someone else. And sometimes it's up to us. We're put in a position to be that leader and to be the one who is that foundation to help others,
right,
and to do it genuinely, not do it for recognition, for fame, or anything like that, but just do it because that's genuinely in your heart to do it. You know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it? All these mainstream artists are in it for themselves. They're not in it for, you know, the people in need, except for a few artists that I can name off the top of my head, that can do some good with their money. This 50 Cent who's doing more in Africa to feed starving children. I applaud him for that, because he's doing very good with what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Was it
White Cliff.
Alicia Wycliffe. Keys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Wycliffe Jean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also Pharrell.
Yep.
He does that, you know, he has the school, you know, he has the charter school. He went back to his old community and he built a school there so that the children, you know, can get quality education. So, you
That's
know,
right.
this is this, and I really appreciate you for doing that because with all of these rich people here in the world, you know, there's no reason anyone should be in poverty or poor, living on the street, hungry, homeless, unless they make a choice to be that way, not be there in that situation due to circumstances and things like that. And, you know, a lot of, we have heard in rich society, we have heard a lot of people say it's not their responsibility or their obligation to, you know, feed people and help people. They have to work hard, like they worked hard and everything, but it doesn't pay off like that for everyone. If that was the case, then you think about all the people who have done that, who have gone to school, who have paid their way through college and have earned their college degrees. They're still struggling. A lot of them are still struggling. So you mean to tell me they didn't pay their own way? You know, what about this single parent? She's a widow now because her husband was, you know, killed in, you know, in the line of fire and duty when he was out there arresting some crook and everything, and I'm getting killed. Now she's a single parent. She has to raise these children by herself, and she's struggling. So so you mean tell me she brought that on herself? No, sometimes situations, circumstances forces people to be in certain predicaments. It's not a choice that that they made. It was a situation, a choice that was imposed upon them against their wishes and will, you know? So, you know, for you to advance out like you do and use your gift the way you do to help people is just phenomenal. And, you know, I do applaud you for that. And I'm going to hopefully within the next couple of months make, you know, the donation to you for your, towards your organization, towards your, you know, your brand for you to continue on using your gifts and talents and stuff to do different things in the community. And the topic for today is called mental exhaustion can cause physical draining. And that is something that causes people to have mental exhaustion is when they need help and no one is willing to help them. And they're making excuses why they can't help them when they can help them. So, you know, That does cause mental exhaustion. And when people become mentally exhausted, they become sick. So you have more, the more sickness you have, the more poverty you're going to have because the people can't work. And then, you know, you have the SSI, disability SSI. They only want to give them like $700 in this economy a day time. What's $700? You can't even afford to stay in a decent neighborhood without rats and roaches.
You're right.
You can't even live anywhere, you know, and then you have to worry about your place getting broken into if you're paying, you know, that less than just one person, and then they have to pay the utility bills, and, you know, it's a lot of other expenses that come along with that. So, you know, it's situations like that where, for me, I just never understood why someone who would be so rich would be so selfish and would not want to do all that they could to help. I'm not saying they should spend all of their wealth, but they can start something and continue to build on it and to grow. If you're doing that, and, you know, I don't know if your financial status or not, you could be a multimillionaire. You might be an undercover one. So, you're going to tell your business like that in the streets, and you might be a good place. But, you know, if you're doing it, they can do it. You know, so it's a matter of choice if a person wants to do that or not. And what I want to do, I want to go ahead and play your songs before we run out of time because we actually only have like 10 minutes. And the first song I'm going to play by you is called Purple. And I'm going to play Purple by Lucius Wilson.
Oh, no, actually, it's Right Now. I'm sorry. Right Now.
Okay. Thank you for the correction. Yeah. Well, for
no
the play Right Now.
Yeah, right now.
And we're going to give you his Twitter. You can also follow him on Twitter. It's on the flyer and everything on Twitter, on our Facebook. But, you know, want you all to follow him as well. But we're going to go ahead and play Right Now by Lucius Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And we're going to go right into playing She Got It. And then when the songs play, you take over. Okay, Lucia?
All right, no problem.
By your Twitter. All right.
All right.
In the club, homies trying to catch her eye and show her love. 36, 24, 36, it's hard to miss a girl like this, yeah. Her body looking swag, like a million dollar bag. I'm a chick with her.
Download your music and how they can follow you on Twitter and Facebook and your other social networks?
Oh, man. Well, you can follow me on Facebook as Lucius Wilson. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram, same name, Real Playboy 21. You can listen to my music on SoundCloud. That's Lucius Wilson. And you can watch some of my performances on YouTube at Lucius Music 211, and the iTunes version. It'll be downloaded very soon. It's coming soon.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much again for taking out the time to call in and letting us, you know, do a brief interview on you and everything. We're going to do a full show pretty soon as well, because we want people to learn more about what you do, especially in your community and in the surrounding areas where you are, to make sure we get you to get as much support as possible. And we have this Rasta thing going on, you know, so that's why, probably why we vibe, and we're, you know, we have such big hearts and stuff in the Rasta community, and we know and understand hardship. So we have this real softness in our heart for people who are in situations like that are beyond their control. And again, this is Celebrities Event Host Chaz Lewis, Job Bless One Love. You all make sure you visit our website, www.zebra.hotel.efaelephantmagazine.com. And I am going to be one of the guest speakers at the Million Youth Peace March International in Washington, D.C. this coming October. So you all stay tuned for more information about that. Again, it's going to be hosted by actor Tommy Ford, and it's founded by actress Kendra Williams. Again, thank you so much, Lucius, and thank you, supporters, and everyone who's listening. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening, okay?